What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win, like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hour number three, Robbie and Rexrode here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexrode, Marquise Munson taking you through this Thursday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. Talking the big matchup this Sunday between the Titans and the Houston Texans. And to help us do that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our friend Aaron Reese from The Athletic, who covers the Houston Texans. Aaron, what's going on, man?
Hey, how's it going?
Absolutely doing well. And Aaron, it's been interesting to watch the Texans the past couple weeks. Obviously, a lot of turnover. Bill O'Brien being fired, Romeo Crennel taking over on an interim basis. What's the reaction been like in Houston since the firing of Bill O'Brien?
People are pretty excited about it. You know, I think fans were pretty apathetic to what the team was at this point. And just kind of felt like, you know, O'Brien had been empowered so much that they weren't going to get rid of him anytime soon. And yet they kind of knew what their ceiling was with this guy. And so I think people are excited about the possibility that they find a coach who really maximizes Deshaun Watson's skill set. And if nothing else, that they got out from under someone who, you know, was clearly kind of a bit behind in terms of figuring out how to be a general manager in this league and was diminishing the team's future resources and ability to compete in the future as a result.
So before we get into this matchup, who's going to be, Aaron? Who's you're making this choice, bringing a head coach for the future to maximize Deshaun Watson. Who are you picking?
I think I would want Eric Bieniemy. He has obviously experience working with a young superstar quarterback. He is, you know, we talk about kind of wanting the offense to be more innovative. He works for one of the most innovative offensive coaches in the league under Andy Reid. So I think he would make a lot of sense. If he turned me down, I think my second choice would be Brian Daboll, the offensive coordinator at Buffalo, who obviously knows how to get the most out of his quarterback. Josh Allen is not as good as Deshaun Watson, but I think is performing better this season than Deshaun Watson. So I think he would be good too. And he has a connection to Jack Easterby, the Texans interim GM / executive vice president of football operations. They both overlapped in New England at one point in time. So he would be my other choice.
Aaron Reese from The Athletic on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Aaron, what do you make of this matchup on Sunday between the Texans and the Titans? Obviously, the Titans have been the story of the league the past couple of weeks with the COVID-19 outbreak. They get a big win against Buffalo on Tuesday. How do you view this matchup from a Texans standpoint?
I view Derrick Henry as a huge, huge problem. You know, I mean, the Texans are coming off their best performance against the run this year. I think they led the Jags rookie running back, whose name escapes me now. Dylan Thompson, is that right? It's 3.6 yards per carry, which is was pretty good for them. But, you know, they generally have been really gashed on the ground this season. And when I saw that Derrick Henry stiff arm against Buffalo, I felt like, oh, man, this is not gonna be good. I think they're going to have their way kind of with them on the ground, which is obviously pretty problematic. So the big thing is if they're going to let them kind of – if Derrick Henry's going to run all over them, the only way the Texans, I think, can really stay in it, stay competitive, is if they don't get off to a slow start. Offensively, and that has been an issue for this team. You know, last week they, for the first time this season, didn't go 3-and-out on their opening possession. They connected with Brandon Cooks for like a 36-yard pass, and then they went 3-and-out on the next set of downs. So I mean, they have issues in first quarters for sure, and I don't think that's something they can really afford when they're going against a team that is this good running the ball and when they're that bad stopping the run.
So I think we can all agree on Bill O'Brien as a GM. I think not as easy to just completely dismiss him as a coach, I would say. But, Aaron, other than playing the Jaguars, which is
probably going to help a lot of teams. Was anything, any discernible difference to you in how the team came out, played, you know, in any way under Romeo Crennel last week? Like, was there a bump, do you think?
You know, I mean, I think definitely when you just were talking to players, they seemed so much more kind of enthusiastic and like relieved almost. You know, Deshaun Watson, he had before publicly kind of backed O'Brien, but, you know, I mean, when he's talking about the offense and the faith he has in the offense coordinator, Tim Kelly, who had been calling the plays and then stopped because O'Brien took the privilege away from him. I mean, you know, he seemed like excited to just get to work with one guy and kind of have a clear picture of what was going on. And J.J. Watt, you know, he'd been kind of just seemed like he'd been hit by a bus after all their Zooms after every loss, you know. So I think he's relieved to kind of be doing something different. Obviously, you know, it's been reported, you know, how he got in an argument with O'Brien at practice for the Steelers game. So I think the players are relieved. But, you know, I look at that game and I think a lot of it is more just kind of it was the matchup. You know, the Jags are a terrible defense. The Texans, if they're going to win games, they're going to win in shootouts. That's kind of what the offense is built on. So they were able to get a lot of explosive plays. Brandon Cooks, who had gotten off to a slow start, had a really, really good game. And then they got a little bit lucky on defense. This is a team that hadn't had any takeaways the first four games. Their first one is basically gifted to them by a fumbled halfback pass out of a wildcat formation near the goal line. And then they forced another fumble later. So, I mean, I think it was a combination of them being happy, but also a really good matchup and finally having some luck break their way on the turnovers, and also the Jags missed a couple pretty easy field goals.
Aaron, as you look through the first five games for the Texans, how would you rate the way that Deshaun Watson has played so far without DeAndre Hopkins?
Oh, man. I mean, I guess if, like, 10 is the best version of him and one is the worst, and let's say last year he played at an 8, I would say this year he's playing at, like, a 7 or, like, a 6.5 or something like that. I mean, he has definitely taken a step back. To be honest, the step back is a bit larger than I anticipated it would be. But I think the issue is that, you know, he is a guy who kind of he loves to have time to improvise and whatnot. And when the plays did break down, he always kind of could look to the same person. You know, he could always look to DeAndre Hopkins. And when he did have quick throws, it was often to DeAndre Hopkins, someone who he could trust to kind of win outside the numbers, one-on-one, with like a little comeback route or an out or anything like that, like that 5 to 12-yard range. And he just doesn't really have that sort of possession receiver at all this year. I mean, the guys he has in this receiving course are really fast. They can stretch the field, but they cannot win like that. So I think that's been an issue for him. And then I've been surprised by kind of just the lack of answers he has or the offense has in general when blitzed. You know, he's getting hit a lot more – not quite as much as he was in 2018, but for a little while that was the case. And that was surprising to me. And I think some of that's on the line's performance and regression, but I think some of that is on the quarterback to kind of make sure they're in the right play, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned – I mean, I just think back to that game here last year. I mean, basically it came down to those two guys, the Titans just couldn't stop them. Watson to Hopkins in the fourth quarter of that game. And like you said, Aaron, it's just he always knew he had him if he needed 8 yards or whatever it was, and he would probably win. But I do look at the speed. You mentioned, I mean, Will Fuller and his availability has certainly been correlated to Texans' success and to a fair amount in recent years, right? And like you said, now Cooks has this breakout game. Do you feel like at least moving forward this offense has figured some things out to get into a lot of those shootouts and maybe win some of them?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, Brandon Cooks, he was in and out of camp with a quad injury. That also put him on the injury report for the first 3 weeks. So I think he was a little bit limited in terms of how many reps he was getting with Watson. Obviously, the offseason prevented him from getting together as they normally would as well. And then the line, too, is kind of, I think, coming back towards the level where we maybe anticipated. The first couple weeks, they ranked last, and then I think 31st in ESPN's pass block win rate, which measures how often the line can hold its blocks for 2.5 seconds. And now I think I looked yesterday, they're up to 14th. Last year they finished 8th. So, you know, they are kind of getting back to where I think we expected them to be. You combine that with him clicking with his receivers a little more. I think those are positive trends for the offense. My big question is, like, you know, is David Johnson ever going to really get off the ground? People here who kind of want to be optimistic or looking at the fact he had 17 yards or 96 yards and 17 carries last week and are like, it's clicking for him too, but it's really not. I mean, he had a 29-yard run at the end of the game that was kind of meaningless. He's just not very consistent or successful on first down, and so that obviously messes up the whole offense because they're behind the sticks a lot, and I think that's also been a reason that Deshaun Watson is still getting hit quite a bit.
What is J.J. Watt now as a player, Aaron? And I know Zach Cunningham is a guy who has emerged there, but who else on that defense, you know, should concern the Titans Sunday?
Yeah, you know, I mean, they've kind of had J.J. Watt is, I think he is. Last year, he was still elite when he was playing. You know, he was, I think, despite only playing in half the games during the regular season, he still was one. I think he led all players or tied with the lead. I saw this on PFF for games with at least 10 pressures, and so he was really good when he was playing. He's not quite to that sort of level this season. But again, I don't know quite how much you can base his stats off of the fact that the nature of the games they're playing in early on and the blowouts and stuff. But I would say he's not quite the same player with last year. He's still very good, but they need other guys to step up around him. And they've had, you know, different people kind of do it every week. Charles Omenihu, a second year defensive lineman, has gotten some production. Jacob Martin, a rotational edge rusher they got in the Clowney trade a couple of years ago. He was pretty good for them last year. He's been better this year. And Whitney Merciless, who his contract looked brutal for the first three games when he wasn't doing anything. But now the past two games, he has two sacks and a recovered fumble. So he's kind of clicking again. So, you know, their pass rush, honestly, has been better than I anticipated. They don't necessarily get a lot of consistent pressure, but their new defensive coordinator, Anthony Weaver, I think he's done a pretty good job of scheming up pressure and knowing kind of when to call blitzes and stuff. So it's a pretty blitz-heavy team, and they've been able to get the quarterback and create negative plays more often than I anticipated.
Aaron Reese covers the Texans for The Athletic, has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexroad. Aaron, thanks for joining us, man. We appreciate it. Looking forward to the game on Sunday.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. It is going to be interesting, Joe, to see the Titans from a defensive standpoint. I look at that matchup and I look at what happens in the secondary, especially when the injury report came out yesterday for the Titans and they're dealing with all of these, you know, muscle injuries, whether it's a hamstring or a quad. There are some challenges that I think are presented there in the secondary by the Houston speed at wide receiver that could be a problem for the Titans, and we'll get into that a little bit more in the next segment. Also, take your reaction as well. How concerned are you about the Texans game coming off a short week for the Titans? 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025 on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you got to do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're going to give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.